you fulfill our heart's desire. Where is that ever youthful steer, strong-necked and never yet bent down? What Brahman ministers to him? To whose libation does the steer betake him with delight therein? Who takes delight in Indra now? Whom, Vritraslaya, have your gift and hero powers accompanied? Who is your dearest in the praise? For you among mankind, among the Purus, is the Soma shed. Hasten you here, drink thereof. This, growing by Soma and by Saryanavan, dear to you in Arjikya, cheers you best. Hurry here and drink this for munificence today, delightful for your eager draught. Hymn 54. Indra. Though, Indra, you are called by men from east and west, from north and south, come hither quickly with fleet steeds, if in the effluence of heaven, rich in its light, you take joy, or in the sea, in Soma juice. With songs I call you, great and wide, even as a cow, to profit us, Indra, to drink the Soma draught. Hither, O Indra, let your bays bear up, and bring upon your chariot thy glory, God and majesty. You, Indra, would be sung and praised as great, strong, lordly in your deeds. Come hither, drink our Soma juice. We who have shed the Soma and prepared the feast are calling you to sit on this, our sacred grass. As, Indra, you are evermore the common lord of all alike, as such we invocate you now. The men with stones have milked for you this nectar of the Soma juice. Indra, be pleased with it and drink. Neglect all pious men with skill in sacred song. Come here with speed and give us high renown. Gods, may the mighty rest unharmed, the king who gives me spotted kine adorned with golden ornaments. Beside a thousand spotted kine, I have received a gift of gold, pure, brilliant, and exceeding great. Durgaha's grandsons, giving me 1,000 kine, munificent, have won renown among the gods. Hymn 55. Indra. Loud singing at the sacred rite where Soma flows, we priests invoke with haste that he may help as the bard's cherisher, Indra, who finds wealth for you, whom with fair helm in rapture of the juice the firm resistless slayers hinder not. Giver of glorious wealth to him who sings his praise, honoring him who toils and pours. Shakra, who like a curry comb for horses or a golden goad, Indra, the Vritra slayer, urges eagerly the opening of the stall of kine, who for the worshipper scatters forth ample wealth, even though buried, piled in heaps. May Indra, lord of base deeds, fair-helmed thunderer, act at his pleasure as he lists. Hero who many praise, what you have longed for, even of old, from men. All that we offer to you, O Indra, now, sacrifice, Lord, effectual speech, to Soma much invoked, bolt-armed, for your carouse, celestial Soma drinker, come. You, to the man who prays and pours the juice, have been best giver of delightful wealth. Here, truly, yesterday, we let the thunder-wielder drink his fill. So, in like manner, offer him the juice today. Now range you by the glorious one. Even the wolf, the savage beast that rends the sheep, follows the path of his decrees. So graciously accepting, Indra, this our praise, with wondrous thought, come forth to us. What manly deed of vigor now remains that Indra has not done? Who has not heard his glorious title and his fame, the Vritra slayer, from his birth? How great his power resistless, how invincible the Vritra slayer's matchless might. Indra excels all usurers who see the day excels all traffickers in strength. O Indra, Vritra slayer, we, your very constant worshippers, bring prayers never heard before to you, O much invoked, O thunder-armed, to be your meed. O you of mighty acts, the aids that are in you call forward many an eager hope. Past the drink offerings, Vasu, even of the good, hear my call, strongest God, and come. Truly, Indra, we are yours, we worshippers depend on you. For there is none but only you to show us race, O Maghavan, you much invoked. From this our misery and famine, set us free. From this dire curse, deliver us. Succor us with your help and with your wondrous thought, most mighty finder of the way. Now let your soma juice be poured. Be not afraid, O Kali's sons. This darkening sorrow goes away, yea, of itself it vanishes. Hymn 56. Adityas. Now pray we to these Kshatriyas, to the Adityas for their aid, these who are gracious to assist. May Mitra bear us over distress, and Varuna and Aryaman, yea, the Adityas, as they know. For wonderful and meet for praise is these Adityas' saving help to him who offers and prepares. The mighty aid of you, the great Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, we claim to be our sure defense. Guard us, Adityas, still alive before the deadly weapons strike. Are ye not they who hear our call? What sheltering defense you have for him who toils in pouring gifts, graciously bless you us therewith. Adityas, gods, from sorrow there is freedom for the sinless wealth, O you in whom no fault is seen. Let not this fetter bind us fast. May he release us for success, for strong is Indra and renowned. O gods who would lend your aid, destroy not us as you destroy your enemies who go astray. And you too, O great Aditi, you also, goddess, I address, thee very gracious to assist. Save us in depth and shallow from the foe. You, mother of strong sons, let no one of our seed be harmed. Far spread, wide ruling, grant that we, unharmed by envy, may expand. Grant that our progeny may live. Those who, the princes of the folk, in native glory, never deceived, maintain their statutes, void of guile, as such from mouth of ravening wolves, O you Adityas, rescue us like a bound thief, O Aditi. Adityas, let this arrow, yea, let this malignity depart from us, or ere it strike us dead. For, bountiful Adityas, we have evermore enjoyed your help, both now and in the days of old. To everyone, O you most wise, who turns even from sin to you, you gods vouchsafe that he may live. May this new mercy profit us, which you, Adityas, frees like one bound from his bonds, O Aditi. O you Adityas, this your might is not to be despised by us, so be you graciously inclined. Let not Vivasvan's weapon, nor the shaft Adityas, wrought with skill, destroy us ere old age be nigh. On every side dispel all sin, Adityas, all hostility, indigence, and combined attack. Hymn 57. Indra. Even as a chariot to give us aid, we draw you hither for our bliss, strong in your deeds, checking assault, Lord, mightiest Indra of the brave. Great in your power and wisdom, strong with thought that comprehends all, you have filled full with majesty. You very mighty one, whose hands by virtue of your greatness grasp the golden bolt that breaks its way. Your Lord of might, that never has bent, that rules over all mankind, I call, that he, as he is wont, may aid the chariots and the men, whom, ever furthering, in frays that win the light, in both the hosts, men call to succor and to help. Indra the strong, the measureless, worthy of praise, most bountiful, sole ruler even over wealth. Him for his ample bounty, him, this Indra, do I urge to drink, who, as his praise was sung of old, the dancer is the lord of men. You, mighty one, whose friendship none of mortals ever has obtained, none will attain to your might. Aided by you, with you allied, in frays for water and for sun, bolt-armed, may we win ample spoil. So seek we you, with sacrifice and songs, chief lover of the song, as, in our battles, Indra, you, to Purumaya, gave help. O Thunderer, you whose friendship and whose onward guidance both are sweet, thy sacrifice must be prepared. To us, ourselves, give ample room. Give for our dwelling ample room, give ample room to us to live. We count the banquet of the gods a spacious pathway for the men, and for the cattle and the chariot. Six men, yea, two and two, made glad with soma juice, come near to me with offerings pleasant to the taste. Two brown-hued steeds, Indrota's gift, two bays from Riksha's son were mine. From Ashwamedha's son, two red. From Atithigva, good chariot steeds. From Arksha, rain-obeying steeds. From Ashwamedha, beauteous ones. Indrota, Atithigva's son, gave me six horses, matched with mares, and Putakratu gave besides. Marked above all, amid the brown, is the red mare, Vrishanvati, obedient to the rein and whip. O bound to me by deeds of might, not even the man who loves to blame has found a single fault in you. Hymn 58. Indra. I send you forth the song of praise for Indu, hero gladdener. With him and plenty, he invites you to complete the sacrifice. You wish for your kine a bull, for those who long for his approach, for those who turn away from him, lord of your cows, whom none may kill. The dappled kine who stream with milk, prepare his draught of soma juice. Clans in the birthplace of the gods, in the three luminous realms of heaven. Praise, even as he is known, with song, Indra the guardian of the kine, the son of truth, lord of the brave. Hither his bay steeds have been sent. Red steeds are on the sacred grass, where we in concert sing our songs. For Indra, thunder-armed, the kine have yielded mingled milk and honey, what time he found them in the vault. When I and Indra mount on high up to the Bright One's place and home, we, having drunk of honey, will reach his seat, whose friends are 3 times 7. Sing, sing you forth your songs of praise, you Priyamedhas, sing your songs. Yea, let young children sing their praise songs, as a strong castle praise you him. Now loudly let the viol sound. The lute send out its voice with might, shrill be the music of the string. To Indra is the hymn upraised. When hither speed the dappled cows, unflinching, easy to be milked, seize quickly as it bursts away the soma juice for Indra's drink. Indra has drunk, Agni has drunk, all deities have drunk their fill. Here Varuna shall have his home, to whom the floods have sung aloud, as mother kind to their calves. You, Varuna, to whom belong 7 rivers, are a glorious god. The waters flow into your throat, as 'twere a pipe with ample mouth. He who has made the fleet steeds spring well harnessed to the worshipper, he, the swift guide, is that fair form that loosed the horses near at hand. Indra, the very mighty, holds his enemies in utter scorn. He, far away and yet a child, cleft the cloud smitten by his voice. He, yet a boy exceeding small, mounted his newly fashioned chariot. He, for his mother and his father, cooked the wild mighty buffalo. Lord of the home, fair-helmeted, ascend your chariot wrought of gold. We will attend the heavenly one, the thousand-footed, red of hue, matchless, who blesses where he goes. With reverence they come hitherward to him as to a sovereign lord, that they may bring him near for this man's good success to prosper and bestow his gifts. The Priyamedhas have observed the offering of the men of old, of ancient custom, while they strewed the sacred grass and spread their sacrificial food. Hymn 59. Indra. He who, as sovereign lord of men, moves with his chariots unrestrained, the Vritra-slayer vanquisher of fighting hosts preeminent, is praised with song. Honor that Indra, Puruhanman, for his aid in whose sustaining hand of old the splendid bolt of thunder was deposited as the great sun was set in heaven. No one by deed attains to him who works and strengthens evermore. No, not by sacrifice to Indra, praised of all, resistless, daring, bold in might. The potent conqueror, invincible in war, him at whose mighty birth the mighty ones, the kind who spread afar, sent their loud voices out. Heavens, earths, sent their loud voices out. O Indra, if 100 heavens and if 100 earths were yours, no, not 1,000 suns could match you at your birth, not both the worlds, O Thunderer. You, hero, have performed your hero deeds with might, yea, all with strength, O strongest one. Maghavan, help us to a stable full of kine, O Thunderer, with wondrous aids. Let not a godless mortal gain this food, O you whose life is long, but one who yokes the bright-hued steeds, the Etasas, even Indra, yoker of the bays, urge you, the conqueror, to give, you, Indra, greatly to be praised, to be invoked in shallow waters and in depths, to be invoked in deeds of might. O Vasu, O you hero, raise us up to ample opulence. Raise us to gain of mighty wealth, O Maghavan, O Indra, to sublime renown. Indra, you justify us, and trample down your slanderers. Guard thyself, valiant hero, in your vital parts. Strike down the Dasa with your blows. The man who brings no sacrifice, inhuman, godless, infidel, him let his friend the mountain cast to rapid death. The mountain cast the Dasyu down. O mightiest Indra, loving us, gather you up as grains of corn within your hand of these their kind to give away, yea, gather twice as loving us. O my companions, wish for power. How may we perfect Sara's praise, the liberal princely patron, never to be harmed? By many a sage whose grass is trimmed, you are continually praised, that you, O Sara, have bestowed here one and here another calf. The noble Suradeva's son has brought a calf led by the chariot to three of us, as a chief brings a goat to milk. Hymn 60. Agni. O Agni, with your mighty wealth guard us from all malignity, yea, from all hate of mortal man. For over you, O friend from birth, the wrath of man has no control, nay, guardian of the earth art thou. As such, with all the gods, O son of strength, auspicious in your flame, give us wealth, bringing all things good. Malignities stay not from wealth the mortal man whom, Agni, thou protect while he offers gifts. Sage Agni, be whom you do urge, in worship of the gods, to wealth, with your assistance, wins kine. Riches with many heroes you have for the man who offers gifts, lead you us on to higher bliss. Save us, O Jatavedas, nor abandon us to him who sins unto the evil-hearted man. O Agni, let no godless man avert your bounty as a god. Over all treasures you are lord. So, son of strength, you aid us to what is great and excellent. Those, Vasu, friend, who sing your praise. Let our songs come anear to him, beauteous and bright with piercing flame. Our offerings with our homage to the lord of wealth, to him whom many praise for help. To Agni Jatavedas, to the son of strength, that he may give us precious gifts, immortal from of old, priest among mortal men, the most delightful in the house, Agni, made yours by sacrifice, Agni, while holy rites advance, Agni, the first in songs, first with the warrior steed, Agni, to win the land for us. May Agni, who is lord of wealth, vouchsafe us food for friendship's sake. Agni, we ever seek for seed and progeny, the Vasu who protects our lives. Solicit with your chants for help, Agni the god with piercing flame, for riches, famous Agni, Purumilha, and you men, Agni to light our dwelling well. Agni we praise, that he may keep our foes afar, Agni to give us health and strength. Let him as guardian be invoked in all the tribes, the lighter up of glowing brands. Hymn 61. Agni. Prepare oblation, let him come, and let the minister serve again who knows the ordering thereof. Rejoicing in his friendship, let the priest be seated over man beside the shoot of active power. Him, glowing bright beyond all thought, they seek among the race of man. With him for tongue, they seize the food. He has inflamed the twofold plain. Life-giving, he has climbed the wood, and with his tongue has struck the rock. Wandering here, the radiant calf finds none to fetter him, and seeks the mother to declare his praise. And now that great and mighty team, the team of horses that are his, and traces of his chariot are seen. The seven milk a single cow. The two set other five to work, on the stream's loud resounding bank. Entreated by Vivasvan's ten, Indra cast down the water jar with threefold hammer from the sky. Three times the newly kindled flame proceeds around the sacrifice. The priests anoint it with the honey. With reverence they drain the fount that circles with its wheel above, exhaustless with the mouth below. The pressing stones are set at work. The honey is poured into the tank at the outshedding of the fount. You cows protect the fount. The two mighty ones bless the sacrifice. The handles twain are wrought of gold. Pour on the juice the ornament which reaches both the heaven and earth. Supply the liquid to the bull. These know their own abiding place. Like calves beside the mother cows, they meet together with their kin. Devouring in their greedy jaws, they make sustaining food in heaven to Indra, Agni, light and prayer. The pious one milked out rich food. Sustenance dealt in portions seven, together with the sun's seven rays. I took some soma when the sun rose up, O Mitra, Varuna. That is the sick man's medicine. From where oblations must be laid, which is the well-beloved's home, he with his tongue has compassed heaven. Hymn 62. Ashwins. Rouse you for him who keeps dharma. Yoke your steeds, Ashwins, to your chariot. Let your protecting help be near. Come, Ashwins, with your chariot more swift than is the twinkling of an eye. Let your protecting help be near. Ashwins, you overlaid with cold the fiery pit for Atri's sake, let your protecting help be near. Where are you? Whither are you gone? Whither, like falcons, have you flown? Let your protecting help be near. If you at any time this day are listening to this my call, let your protecting help be near. The Ashwins, first to hear our prayer, for closest kinship I approach, let your protecting help be near. For Atri you, O Ashwins, made a dwelling place to shield him well, let your protecting help be near. You warded off the fervent heat for Atri when he sweetly spoke, let your protecting help be near. Before Saptavadri by his prayer obtained the trenchant edge of fire, let your protecting help be near. Come here, O you lords of wealth, and listen to this call of mine, let your protecting help be near. What is this praise told forth of you as elders in the ancient way? Let your protecting help be near. One common brotherhood is yours, Ashwins, your kindred is the same, let your protecting help be near. This is your chariot, Ashwins, which speeds through the regions, earth and heaven, let your protecting aid be near. Approach us with thousands, both of steeds and kine, let your protecting help be near. Pass us not by, remember us with thousands, both of kine and steeds, let your protecting help be near. The purple-tinted dawn has risen, and true to dharma has made the light, let your protecting help be near. He looked upon the Ashwins as an axe-armed man upon a tree, let your protecting help be near. By the black band encompassed round, break it down, bold one, like a fort, let your protecting help be near. Hymn 63. Agni. Exerting all our strength with thoughts of power, we glorify in speech Agni, your dear familiar friend, the darling guest in every home. Whom, served with sacrificial ghee like Mitra, men presenting gifts eulogize with their songs of praise. Much praised Chaturvedas, him who bears oblations up to heaven, prepared in service of the gods. To noblest Agni, friend of man, best Vritra slayer, are we come. Him in whose presence Rikshas son, mighty Srutarvan, waxes great. To deathless Chaturvedas, meet for praise, adored with sacred ghee, visible through the gloom of night, even Agni, whom these priestly men worship with sacrificial gifts, with lifted ladles offering them. O Agni, this our newest hymn has been addressed from us to you. O cheerful guest, well-born, most wise, worker of wonders, never deceived, Agni, may it be dear to you, most grateful and exceeding sweet. Grow mightier, eulogized therewith. Splendid with splendors may it be, and in the battle with the foe, add loftier glory to your fame. Steed, cow, a lord of heroes, bright like Indra, who shall fill the chariot, whose high renown you celebrate, and people praise each glorious deed. You, whom Gopavana made glad with song, O Agni Angiras, hear this my call, you holy one. You whom the priestly folk implore to aid the gathering of the spoil, such be you in the fight with foes. I, called to him who wields with joy, Srutarvan, Rikshas son, shall stroke the heads of four presented steeds, like the long wool of fleecy rams. Four coursers with a splendid chariot, Savishtha's horses, fleet of foot, shall bring me to the sacred feast, as flying steeds brought Tugra's son. The very truth do I declare to you, Parushni, mighty flood, waters, no man is there who gives more horses than Savishta gives. Hymn 64. Agni. Yoke, Agni, as a charioteer, your steeds who best invite the gods, as ancient herald seat yourself, and God, as most skillful of all, call for us hitherward the gods. Give all our wishes sure effect, for you, most youthful, son of strength, you to whom sacrifice is paid, art holy, faithful to Dharma. This Agni, lord of wealth and spoil hundredfold, thousandfold, is head and chief of riches and a sage. As craftsmen bend the felly, so bend at our general call. Come nigh, Angiras, to the sacrifice. Now, O Virupa, rouse for him, strong god who shines at early morn, fair praise with voice that ceases not. With missile of this Agni, his who looks afar, will we lay low the thief in combat for the kine. Let not the companies of gods fail us, like dawns that float away, like cows who leave the niggardly. Let not the sinful tyranny of any fiercely hating foe smite us as billows smite a ship. O Agni, God, the people sing reverent praise to you for strength. With terrors trouble you the foe. Will you not, Agni, lend us aid in winning cattle, winning wealth? Maker of room, make room for us. In this great battle, cast us not aside as one who bears a load. Snatch up the wealth and win it all. O Agni, let this plague pursue and fright another and not us. Make our impetuous strength more strong, the reverent or unwearied man whose holy labor he accepts, him Agni favors with success. Abandoning the foeman's host, pass hither to this company. Assist the men with whom I stand. As we have known your gracious help as of a father, long ago, so now we pray to you for bliss. Hymn 65. Indra. Not to forsake me, I invoke this Indra joined by Marut, lord of magic power who rules with might. This Indra with his Marut friends split into pieces Vritra's head with 100 knotted thunderbolt. Indra, with Marut friends grown strong, has rent asunder Vritra and released the waters of the sea. This is that Indra who, joined by Marut, won the light of heaven that he might drink the Soma juice. Mighty, impetuous, joined by Marut, him who loudly roars, Indra, we invocate with songs. Indra joined by Marut we invoke after the ancient plan, that he may drink the Soma juice. O liberal Indra, Marut joined, much lauded Shatakratu, drink the Soma at this sacrifice. To you, O Indra, Marut joined, these Soma juices, Thunderer, are offered from the heart with lords. Drink, Indra, with your Marut friends, pressed Soma at the morning rites, wetting your thunderbolt with strength. Arising in your might, your jaws you shook, Indra, having quaffed the Soma which the mortar pressed. Indra, both worlds complained to you when uttering your fearful roar, what time you smote Dasyu's dead. From Indra have I measured out a song 8-footed with 9 parts, delicate, faithful to Dharma. Hymn 66. Indra. Scarcely was Shatakratu born when of his mother he inquired, who are the mighty? Who are famed? Then Savasi declared to him, Aurnavabha, Ahisuva, son, these be they you must overthrow. The Vritra slayer smote them all as spokes are hammered into knaves. The Dasyu killer waxed in might. Then Indra at a single draught drank the contents of 30 pails. pails that were filled with soma juice. Indra in groundless realms of space pierced the Gandharva through that he might make Brahman's strength increase. Down from the mountains Indra shot hither his well-directed shaft. He gained the ready brew of rice. One only is that shaft of yours, with 1,000 feathers, 100 barbs, which Indra, you have made your friend. Strong as the Ribhus at your birth, therewith to those who praise you, men and women, bring you food to eat. By you these exploits were achieved, the mightiest deeds abundantly, firm in your heart, you set them. All these things Vishnu brought, the Lord of ample stride, whom you had sent, 100 buffaloes, a brew of rice and milk, and Indra slew the ravening boar. Most deadly is your bow, successful, fashioned well. Good is your arrow adorned with gold. Warlike and well-equipped your arms are, which increase sweetness for him who drinks the sweet. Hymn 67. Indra. Bring us 1,000, Indra, as our reward for the soma juice. Hundreds of kine, O hero, bring. Bring cattle, bring us ornament, bring us embellishment and steeds. Give us, besides, 2 rings of gold. And, bold one, bring in ample store rich jewels to adorn the ear, for you, good Lord, are far renowned. None other is there for the priest, hero, but you to give him gifts, to win much spoil and prosper him. Indra can never be brought low, Shakra can never be subdued, he hears and beholds all. He spies out the wrath of man, he who can never be deceived. Ere blame can come, he marks it. He has his stomach full of might, the Vritra slayer, conqueror, the Soma drinker, ordering all. In you all treasures are combined. Soma, all blessed things in you, uninjured, easy to bestow. To you speeds forth my hope that craves the gift of corn and kine and gold, yea, craving horses, speeds to you. Indra, through hope in you alone, even this sickle do I grasp. Fill my hand, Maghavan, with all that it can hold of barley cut or gathered up. Hymn 68. Soma. This here is Soma, never restrained, active, all-conquering, bursting forth, rishi and sage by sapience. All that is bare, he covers over. All that is sick, he medicines. The blind man sees, the cripple walks. You, Soma, give wide defense against the hate of alien men, hatreds that waste and weaken us. You, by your insight and your skill, impetuous one, from heaven and earth, drivest the sinner's enmity. When to their task they come with zeal, may they obtain the giver's grace and satisfy his wish who thirsts. So may he find what erst was lost, so may he speed the pious man and lengthen his remaining life. Gracious, displaying tender love, unconquered, gentle in your thoughts, be sweet, O Soma, to our heart. O Soma, terrify us not, strike us not with alarm, O King. Wound not our heart with dazzling flame. When in my dwelling place I see the wicked enemies of God's King chase their hatred far away, you bounteous one, dispel our foes. Hymn 69. Indra. O Shatakratu, truly I have made none else my comforter, Indra, be gracious to us. You who have ever aided us kindly of old to win the spoil, as such, O Indra, favor us. What now? As prompter of the poor, you helped him who sheds the juice. Will you not, Indra, strengthen us? O Indra, help our chariot on, yea, thunderer, though it lag behind. Give this my chariot the foremost place. Ho there, why sit you at ease? Make you my chariot to be first, and bring the fame of victory near. Assist our chariot that seeks the prize, what can be easier for you? So make you us victorious. Indra, be firm, a fort are you. To your appointed place proceeds the auspicious hymn in season due. Let not our portion be disgrace. Broad is the course, the prize is set, the barriers are opened wide. This thing we wish, that you may take your forth, your sacrificial name. So are you held to be our lord. Ekadyu has exalted you, immortals. Both goddesses and gods has he delighted. Bestow upon him bounty meet for praises. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 70. Indra. Indra, God of the mighty arm, gather for us with your right hand manifold and nutritious spoil. We know you mighty in your deeds, of mighty bounty, mighty wealth, mighty in measure, prompt to aid. Hero, when you are willing to give, neither may gods nor mortal men restrain you like a fearful bull. Come, let us glorify Indra, Lord Supreme of Wealth, self-ruling King, in bounty may he harm us not. Let prelude sound and following chant, so let him hear the summon sung, and with his bounty answer us. O Indra, with your right hand bring, and with your left remember us. Let us not lose our share of wealth. Come nigh, O bold one, boldly bring hither the riches of the churl who gives least of all the folk. Indra, the booty which you have with holy singers to receive, even that booty win with us. Indra, your swiftly coming spoil, the booty which rejoices all, sounds quick in concert with our hopes. Hymn 71. Indra. Hurry forward to us from afar, O Vritra slayer from anear, to meet the offering to the honey. Strong are the soma draughts, come near, the juices fill you with delight, drink boldly even as you are wont. Joy, Indra, in the strengthening food, let it content your wish and thought, and be delightful to your heart. Come to us, you who have no foe, we call you down to hymns of praise. In heaven's sublimest realm of light, this soma, here expressed with stones and dressed with milk, for your carouse, Indra, is offered up to you. Graciously, Indra, hear my call. Come and obtain the draught, and sate thyself with juices mixed with milk. The soma, Indra, which is shed in chalices and vats for you, drink you, for you are lord thereof. The soma seen within the vats, as in the flood the moon is seen, drink you, for you are lord thereof. That which the hawk brought in his claw, inviolate, through the air to you, drink you, for you are lord thereof. Hymn 72. Vishvadevas. We choose to ourselves that high protection of the mighty gods, that it may help and succor us. May they be ever our allies, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, far-seeing gods who prosper us. You, furtherers of Dharma, transport us safe over many woes as over water floods in ships. Dear wealth be Aryaman to us. Varuna, dear wealth, meet for praise. Dear wealth, we choose to ourselves. For sovereigns of dear wealth are you, Adityas, not of sinners' wealth, you sapient gods who slay the foe. We in our homes, you bounteous ones, and while we journey on the road, invoke you, gods, to prosper us. Regard us, Indra, Vishnu, here, you Ashwins and the Marut host, us who are kith and kin to you. You bounteous ones, from time of old, we here set forth our brotherhood, our kinship in the mother's womb. Then come with Indra for your chief, as early day, you bounteous gods, yea, I address you now for this. Hymn 73. Agni. Agni, your dearest guest, I praise, him who is loving as a friend, who brings us riches like a chariot, whom as a far-foreseeing sage the gods have from the olden time established among mortal men. Do you, most youthful god, protect the men who offer, hear their songs, and of yourself preserve their seed. What is the praise wherewith, O God, Angiras, Agni, son of strength, we, after your own wish and thought, may serve you, O you child of power, and with what sacrifices plan? What prayer shall I now speak to you? Our God, make all of us to dwell in happy habitations, and reward our songs with spoil and wealth. Lord of the house, what plenty fills the songs which inspire you now? You whose hymn helps to win the kine. Him wise and strong they glorify, the foremost champion in the fray, and mighty in his dwelling place. Agni, he dwells in rest and peace, who smites and no one smites again. With hero sons he prospers well. Hymn 74. Ashwins. To this mine invocation, O you Ashwins, you Nasatyas, come to drink the savory Soma juice. This praise of mine, you Ashwins twain, and this mine invitation here, to drink the savory Soma juice. Here Krishna is invoking you, O Ashwins, lords of ample wealth, to drink the savory Soma juice. Listen, heroes, to the singer's call, the call of Krishna praising you, to drink the savory Soma juice. Chiefs, to the sage who sings your praise, grant an inviolable home, to drink the savory Soma juice. Come to the worshipper's abode, Ashwins, who here is lauding you, to drink the savory Soma juice. Yoke to the firmly jointed chariot, the ass which draws you, lords of wealth, to drink the savory Soma juice. Come hither, Ashwins, on your chariot of triple form with triple seat, to drink the savory Soma juice. O Ashwins, O Nasatyas, now accept with favouring grace my songs, to drink the savoury Soma juice. Hymn 75. Ashwins. You two are wondrous strong, well skilled in arts that heal, both bringers of delight. You both won Daksha's praise. Visvaka calls on you as such to save his life. Break you not off our friendship, come and set me free. How shall he praise you now who is distraught in mind? You too give wisdom for the gain of what is good. Visvaka calls on you as such to save his life. Break you not off our friendship, come and set me free. Already have you twain, possessors of great wealth, prospered Vishnapu, thus for gain of what is good. Visvaka calls on you as such to save his life. Break you not off our friendship, come and set me free. And that impetuous hero, winner of the spoil, though he is far away, we call to succour us, whose gracious favour, like a father's, is most sweet. Break you not off our friendship, come and set me free. About Dharma toils Savitar, the god. The horn of Dharma has he spread far and wide. The Dharma has quelled even mighty men of war. Break you not off our friendship. Come and set me free. Hymn 76. Ashwins. Splendid, O Ashwins, is your praise. Come fountain-like to pour the stream. Of the sweet juice effused, dear is it, chiefs, in heaven drink like two wild bulls at a pool. Drink the libation rich in sweets, O Ashwins twain, sit, heroes on the sacred grass. Do you, with joyful heart in the abode of man, preserve his life by means of wealth. The Priyamedhas bid you come with all the succors that are yours. Come to this house whose holy grass is trimmed to dear sacrifice at the morning rites. Drink you the soma rich in honey, you Ashwins twain, sit gladly on the sacred grass. So waxen mighty, to our eulogy, from heaven come you as wild bulls to the pool. Come to us, O you Ashwins, now with steeds of many a varied hue, you lords of splendour, wondrous, born on paths of gold, drink soma, you who strengthen dharma. For we, the priestly singers, inclined to hymn your praise, invoke you for the gain of strength. So, wondrous, fair, and famed for great deeds, come to us through our hymn, Ashwins, when you hear. Hymn 77. Indra. As cows low to their calves in stalls, so with our songs we glorify this Indra. Ever your wondrous god who checks attack, who joys in the delicious juice. Celestial, bounteous giver, joined about with might, rich, mountain-like in precious things, him swift we seek for foodful booty rich in kine, brought hundredfold and thousandfold. Indra, the strong and lofty hills are powerless to bar your way. None stay that act of yours when you would fain give wealth to one like me who sings your praise. A warrior you by strength, wisdom, and wondrous deed in might excel all that is. Hither may this our hymn attract you to our help, the hymn which Gautamas have made. For in your might you stretch out beyond the boundaries of heaven. The earthly region, Indra, comprehends you not. After your godhead have you waxed. When, Maghavan, you honour the worshipper, none is there to stay your wealth. Most liberal giver you, do you inspire our song of praise, that we may win the spoil. Hymn 78. Indra. To Indra sing the lofty hymn, Maruts, that slay the Vratras best, whereby the holy ones created for the god the light divine that ever wakes. Indra who quells the curse, blew curses far away, and then in splendour came to us. Indra, radiant with your Marut host, the gods strove eagerly to win your love. Sing to your lofty Indra, sing Maruts, a holy hymn of praise. Let Shatakratu, Vritra slayer, kill the foe with hundred-knotted thunderbolt. Aim and fetch boldly forth, O you whose heart is bold. Great glory will be yours thereby. In rapid torrent let the mother waters spread. Slay Vritra, win the light of heaven. When you, unequalled Maghavan, were born to smite the Vratras dead, you spread out the spacious earth and did support and prop the heavens. Then was the sacrifice produced for you, the Lord, and song of joy. You in your might surpass all that now is and yet shall be. Raw kine you filled with ripe milk. You made Surya rise to heaven. Heat him as milk is heated with pure Sama hymns. Great joy to him who loves the song. Hymn 79. Indra. May Indra, who in every fight must be invoked, be near to us. May the most mighty Vritra slayer, meet for praise, come to libations and to hymns. You are the best of all in sending bounteous gifts. True are you, lordly in your act. We claim alliance with the very glorious one, yea, with the mighty son of strength. Prayers unsurpassed are offered up to you, the lover of the song. Indra, lord of base deeds, accept these fitting hymns, hymns which we have thought out for you. For you, O Maghavan, are truthful, never subdued, and bring many a Vritra low. As such, O mightiest lord, wielder of thunder, send wealth here to the worshipper. O Indra, you are far renowned, impetuous, O Lord of strength? Alone you slay with the guardian of mankind, resistless, never conquered foes. As such we seek you now, O Asura, you most wise, craving your bounty as our share. Thy sheltering defense is like a mighty cloak. So may your glories reach to us. Hymn 80. Indra. Down to the stream a maiden came, and found the Soma by the way. Bearing it to her home, she said, "For Indra will I press you out, for Shakra will I press you out. You roaming yonder, little man, beholding every house in turn, drink you this Soma pressed with teeth, accompanied with grain and curds, with cake of meal and song of praise. Fain would we learn to know you well, nor yet can we attain to you. Still slowly and in gradual drops, O Indu, to Indra flow. Will he not help and work for us? Will he not make us wealthier? Shall we not, hostile to our Lord, unite ourselves to Indra now? O Indra, cause to sprout again three places, these which I declare, my father's head, his cultured field, and this, the part below my waist. Make all of these grow crops of hair, you cultivated field of ours, my body and my father's head. Cleansing Apala, Indra, thrice you gave sun-like skin to her, drawn, Shatakratu, through the whole of chariot, of wagon, and of yoke." Hymn 81. Indra. Invite you, Indra, with a song to drink your draught of Soma juice, all-conquering Shatakratu, most munificent of all who live. Praised by many, much invoked, leader of song, renowned of old, his name is Indra, tell it forth. Indra the dancer be to us the giver of abundant strength. May he, the mighty, bring it near. Indra, whose jaws are strong, has drunk of worshipping Sudaksha's draught. The Soma juice with barley mixed, call Indra loudly with your songs of praise to drink the Soma juice, for this is what augments his strength. When he has drunk its gladdening drops, the god with vigor of a god has far surpassed all things that are. You speed down to succor us, this ever-conquering god of yours, him who is drawn to all our songs. The warrior not to be restrained, the Soma drinker never overthrown, the chieftain of resistless might, O Indra, send us riches, you omniscient, worthy of our praise. Help us in the decisive fray. Even thence, O Indra, come to us with food that gives 100 powers, with food that gives 1,000 powers. We sought the wisdom of the wise. Shakra, kind giver, thunder-armed, may we with steeds overcome in fight. We make you, Shatakratu, find enjoyment in the songs we sing, like cattle in the pasture lands. For Shatakratu, thunder-armed, all that we craved, as men are wont, all that we hoped, have we attained. Those, son of strength, are come to you, who cherish wishes in their hearts. O Indra, none excels you. So, hero, guard us with your care, with your most liberal providence, speedy and terrible to foes. O Shatakratu Indra, now rejoice with that carouse of yours, which is most splendid of them all. Even, Indra, that carouse which slays the Vratras best, most widely famed, best giver of your power and might. For that which is your gift we know, true Soma drinker, thunder-armed, mighty one amid all the folk. For Indra, lover of carouse, loud be our songs about the juice. Let poets sing the song of praise. We summon Indra to the draught, in whom all glories rest, in whom the seven communities rejoice. At the Trikadrukas, the gods span sacrifice that stirs the mind. Let our songs aid and prosper it. Let the drops pass within you as the rivers flow into the sea. O Indra, naught excels you. You, wakeful hero, by your might, have taken food of Soma juice, which, Indra, is within you now. O Indra, Vritra slayer, let Soma be ready for your maw, the drops be ready for your forms. Now, Srutakaksha sings his song, that cattle and the steed may come, that Indra's very self may come. Here, Indra, you are ready by our Soma juices shed for you, Shakra, at hand that you may give. Even from far away our songs reach you, O caster of the stone. May we come very close to you, for so you are the hero's friend, a hero too are you, and strong, so may your heart be one to us. So has the offering, wealthiest lord, been paid by all the worshippers. So dwell you, Indra, even with me. Be not you like a slothful priest, O lord of spoil and wealth. Rejoice in the pressed soma mixed with milk. O Indra, let not ill designs surround us in the sunbeam's light. This may we gain with you for friend. With you to help us, Indra, let us answer all our enemies. For you are ours, and we are yours. Indra, the poets and your friends, faithful to you, shall loudly sing thy praises as they follow you. Hymn 82. Indra. Surya, you mount up to meet the hero famous for his wealth, who hurls the bolt and works for man, him who with might of both his arms broke 99 castles down, slew Vritra and smote Ahi dead. This Indra is our gracious friend. He sends us in a full broad stream, riches in horses, kine and corn. Whatever Vritra slayer you, Surya, have risen upon today, that Indra all is in your power. When, mighty one, lord of the brave, you think thus, I shall not die. That thought of yours is true indeed. You, Indra, go to all Soma libations shed for you, both far away and near at hand. We make this Indra very strong to strike the mighty Vritra dead. A vigorous hero shall he be. Indra was made for giving, set most mighty over the joyous draught. Bright, meet for Soma, famed in song. By song the powerful bolt, which none may parry, was prepared. Lofty, invincible he grew. Indra, song lover, praised, make even in the wilds fair ways for us, whenever, Maghavan, you will. You whose commandment and behest of sovereign sway none disregards, neither audacious man nor god, and both these goddesses, earth, heaven, lord of the beauteous helm, revere thy might which no one may resist. You in the black cows and red, and in the cows with spotted skin, this white milk have deposited. When in their terror all the gods shrank from the dragon's furious might, fear of the monster fell on them. Then he was my defender, then invincible, whose foe is not, the Vritra slayer showed his might. Him your best Vritra slayer, him the famous champion of mankind, I urge to great munificence, to come much lauded, many named, with this same thought that longs for milk, whene'er the Soma juice is shed. Much honored by libations, may the Vritra slayer wake for us, may Shakra listen to our prayers. O hero, with that aid to you delight us, with what succor bring riches to those who worship you? With whose libation joys the strong, the hero with his team who quells the foe to drink the Soma juice? Rejoicing in your spirit, bring thousandfold opulence to us, enrich your votary with gifts. These juices with their wedded wives flow to enjoyment lovingly, to waters speeds the restless one. Presented strengthening gifts have sent Indra away at sacrifice, with might on to the cleansing bath. These two who share his feast, bay steeds with golden manes, shall bring him to the banquet that is laid for him. For you, O Lord of Light, are shed the Soma drops, and grass is strewn. Bring Indra to his worshippers. May Indra give you skill, and lights of heaven, wealth to his votary and priests who praise him, lord you him. O Shatakratu, wondrous strength, and all our lords I bring to you, be gracious to your worshippers. Bring to us all things excellent, O Shatakratu, food and strength, for Indra, you are kind to us. O Shatakratu, bring to us all blessings, all felicity, for Indra, you are kind to us. Bearing the Soma juice we call best Vritra slayer to you, for Indra, you are kind to us. Come, Lord of rapturous joys, to our libation with your bay steeds, come to our libation with your steeds. Known as best Vritra slayer erst, as Indra Shatakratu, come with bay steeds to the juice we shed. O Vritra slayer, you are he who drinks these drops of Soma. Come with bay steeds to the juice we shed. May Indra give to aid us wealth handy that rules the skillful ones. Yea, may the strong give potent wealth. Hymn 83. Maruts. The cow, the famous mother of the wealthy Maruts, pours her milk. Both horses of the chariots are yoked. She in whose bosom all the gods, the sun and moon, for men to see, maintain their everlasting dharma. This all the pious sing to us, and sacred poets evermore. The Maruts to the Soma draught, here is the Soma ready pressed, of this the Maruts drink, of this self-luminous the Ashwins drink, of this moreover purified, set in three places, procreant drink Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman. And Indra, like the herald priest, desirous of the milky juice, at early morn will quaff thereof. When have the princes gleamed and shone through waters as through troops of foes? When hasten they whose might is pure? What favor do I claim this day of you, great deities, you who are wondrously splendid in yourselves? I call to drink the Soma those Maruts who spread all realms of earth and luminous regions of the sky. You, even such, pure in your might, you, O you Maruts, I invoke from heaven to drink this Soma juice. The Maruts, those who have sustained and propped the heavens and earth apart, I call to drink this Soma juice. That vigorous band of Maruts that abides in the mountains, I invoke to drink this Soma juice. Hymn 84. Indra. Song lover, like a charioteer, come songs to you when Soma flows. O Indra, they have called to you as mother kind to their calves. Bright juices here have sped you, Indra, lover of the song. Drink, Indra, of this flowing sap. In every house 'tis set for you. Drink Soma to inspirit you, juice, Indra, which the falcon brought. For you are king and sovereign lord of all the families of men. O Indra, hear Tirasci's call, the call of him who serves you. Satisfy him with wealth of kine and valiant offspring, great are you. For he, O Indra, has produced for you the newest gladdening song, a hymn that springs from careful thought, ancient and full of sacred truth. That Indra will we laud whom songs and hymns of praise have magnified. Striving to win, we celebrate his many deeds of hero might. Come now and let us glorify pure Indra with pure Sama hymns. Let the pure milky draught delight him, strengthened by pure songs of praise. O Indra, come you pure to us, with pure assistance, pure thyself. Pure send you riches down to us, and meet for Soma, pure be glad. O Indra, pure, vouchsafe us wealth, and pure enrich the worshipper. Pure you do strike the Vratras dead, and strivest pure to win the spoil. Hymn 85. Indra. For him the mornings made their courses longer, and nights with pleasant voices spoke to Indra. For him the flood stood still, the seven mothers streams easy for the heroes to pass over. The darter penetrated, though in trouble, thrice seven close-pressed ridges of the mountains. Neither might god nor mortal man accomplish what the strong hero wrought in full-grown vigor. The mightiest force is Indra's bolt of iron when firmly grasped in both the arms of Indra. His head and mouth have powers that pass all others, and all his people hasten near to listen. I count on you as holiest of the holy, the caster down of what has never been shaken. I count you as the banner of the heroes. I count you as the chief of all men living. When, O Indra, in your arms you took your wildly rushing bolt to slay the dragon, the mountains roared, the cattle loudly bellowed, the Brahmans with their hymns drew nigh to Indra. Let us praise him who made these worlds and creatures, all things that after him sprang into being. May we win Mitra with our songs and Indra, and wait upon our Lord with adoration. Flying in terror from the snort of Vritra, all deities who were your friends forsook you. So, Indra, be your friendship with the Maruts. In all these battles, you shall be the victor. 60 Maruts, waxing strong, were with you like piles of beaming light, worthy of worship. We come to you. Grant us a happy portion. Let us adore your might with this oblation. A sharpened weapon is the host of Maruts. Who, Indra, dares withstand your bolt of thunder? Weaponless are the Asuras, the godless. Scatter them with your wheel, impetuous hero. To him the strong and mighty, most auspicious, send up the beauteous hymn for sake of cattle. Lay on his body many songs, for Indra invoked with song, for will not he regard them? To him the mighty, who accepts laudation, send forth your thought as by a boat over rivers. Stir with your hymn the body of the famous and dearest one, for will not he regard it? Serve him with gifts of yours, which Indra welcomes. Praise with fair praise, invite him with your homage. Draw near, O singer, and refrain from outcry. Make your voice heard, for will he not regard it? The black drop sank in Ansumati's bosom, advancing with 10,000 round about it. Indra with might longed for it as it panted. The hero-hearted laid aside his weapons. I saw the drop in the far distance moving on the slope bank of Ansumati's river. Like a black cloud that sank into the water, heroes, I send you forth, go fight in battle. And then the drop in Ansumati's bosom, splendid with light, assumed its proper body. And Indra, with Brihaspati to aid him, conquered the godless tribes that came against him. Then at your birth, you were the foeman, Indra, of those the seven who never had met a rival. The hidden pair, the heaven and earth, you found, and to the mighty worlds, you gave pleasure. So, thunder-armed, you with your bolt of thunder did boldly smite that power which none might equal. With weapons brought low the might of Shushna and Indra, found by your strength the cattle. Then were you, chieftain of all living mortals, the very mighty slayer of the Vratras. Then did you set the obstructed rivers flowing and win the floods that were enthralled by Dasas. Most wise is he, rejoicing in libations, splendid as day, resistless in his anger. He only does great deeds, the only hero, sole Vritra slayer, he with none beside him. Indra is Vritra slayer, man's sustainer. He must be called, with fair praise let us call him. Maghavan is our helper, our protector, giver of spoil and wealth to make us famous. This Indra, Vritra slayer, this Ribhukshan, even at his birth was meet for invocation. Doer of many deeds for man's advantage, like Soma quaffed, for friends we must invoke him. Hymn 86. Indra. O Indra, Lord of Light, what joys you brought from the Asuras prosper therewith. O Maghavan, him who lords that deed and those whose grass is trimmed for you. The unwasting share of steeds and kine, which, Indra, you have fast secured, grant to the worshipper who presses Soma and gives guerdon, not to the churl. The rightless, godless man who sleeps, O Indra, his unbroken sleep, may he by following his own devices die. Hide from him wealth that nourishes, whether, O Shakra, you be far, or Vritra slayer, near at hand, thence by heaven-reaching songs, he who has pressed the juice invites you with your long-maned steeds. Whether you are in heaven's bright sphere, or in the basin of the sea, whether, chief Vritra slayer, in some place on earth, or in the firmament, approach you, Soma drinker, lord of strength, beside our flowing Soma juice, delight us with your bounty rich in pleasantness, O Indra, with abundant wealth. O Indra, turn us not away, be the companion of our feast, for you are our protection, yea, you are our kin. O Indra, turn us not away. Sit down with us, O Indra, sit beside the juice to drink the honey. Show forth great favour to the singer Maghavan, Indra with us beside the juice. O caster of the stone, nor gods nor mortals have attained to you. You in your might surpass all that has been made. The gods have not attained to you. Of one accord they made and formed for kingship Indra, the hero who in all encounters overcometh. Most eminent for power, destroyer in the conflict, fierce and exceeding strong, stalwart and full of vigour. Bards joined in song to Indra, so that he might drink the Soma juice, the Lord of Light, that he whose laws stand fast might aid with power and with the help he gives. The holy sages form a ring, looking and singing to the ram, inciters full of vigour not to be deceived, are with the chanters nigh to bear. Loudly I call that Indra, Maghavan the mighty, who evermore possesses power, ever resistless. Holy, most liberal, may he lead us on to riches, and thunder-armed make all our pathways pleasant for us. You know well, O Shakra, you most potent with your strength, Indra, to destroy these castles. Before you, thunder-armed, all beings tremble. The heavens and earth before you shake with terror. May your truth, Indra, wondrous hero, be my guard. Bear me over much woe, Thunderer, as over floods. When, Indra, will you honour us with opulence, all nourishing and much to be desired, O King? Hymn 87. Indra. To Indra sing a Sama hymn, a lofty song to lofty sage. To him who guards the Dharma, inspired and fain for praise. You, Indra, are the conqueror. You gave splendour to the sun. Maker of all things, you are mighty and all God. Radiant with light you went to the sky, the luminous realm of heaven. The deities, Indra, strove to win you for their friend. Come to us, O Indra, dear, still conquering, unconcealable. Vast as a mountain spread on all sides, Lord of heaven, O truthful Soma drinker, you are mightier than both the worlds. You strengthen him who pours libation, Lord of heaven. For you are he, O Indra, who storms all castles of the foe, slayer of Dasyus, man-supporter, Lord of heaven. Now have we, Indra, friend of song, sent our great wishes forth to you, coming like floods that follow floods. As rivers swell the ocean, so, hero, our prayers increase your might. Though of thyself, O Thunderer, waxing day by day. With holy song, they bind to the broad wide-yoked chariot the bay steeds of the rapid god, bearers of Indra, yoked by word. O Indra, bring great strength to us, bring valour, Shatakratu, you most active, bring a hero conquering in war. For, gracious Shatakratu, you have ever been a mother and a father to us, so now for bliss we pray to you. To you, strong, much invoked, who shows forth your strength, O Shatakratu, do I speak, so grant you us heroic strength. Hymn 88. Indra. O Thunderer, zealous worshippers gave you drink this time yesterday. So, Indra, listen here to those who bring the Lord, come near to our dwelling place. Lord of base deeds, fair-helmed, rejoice you. This we crave, here the disposers wait on you. Thy loftiest glories claim our lords beside the juice, O Indra, lover of the song. Turning to meet the sun, enjoy from Indra all good things. When he who will be born is born with power, we look to treasures as our heritage. Praise him who sends us wealth, whose bounties injure none. Good are the gifts which Indra grants. He is not worth with one who satisfies his wish. He turns his mind to giving boons. You in your battles, Indra, are subduer of all hostile bands. Father are you, all-conquering, cancelling the curse, you victor of the vanquisher. The earth and heaven clung close to your victorious might, as to their calf, two mother cows. When you attack Vritra, all the hostile bands shrink and faint, Indra, at your wrath. Bring to your aid the Eternal One, who shoots and none may shoot at him. Inciter, swift, victorious, best of charioteers, Turgya's unvanquished strengthener, arranger of things unarranged, even Shatakratu, source of might, Indra, the friend of all, for succor we invoke, guardian of treasure, sending wealth. Hymn 89. Indra, Vach. Vayu. I move before you here present in person, and all the deities follow behind me. When, Indra, you secure me my portion, with me you shall perform heroic actions. Indra. The food of honey in foremost place I give you. Your soma shall be pressed, your share appointed. You on my right shall be my friend and comrade. Then shall we two smite dead full many a foeman. Striving for strength, bring forth a lord to Indra, a truthful him if he in truth existeth. One and another say, there is no Indra, who has beheld him? Whom then shall we honor? Here am I. Look upon me here, O singer. All that exists I surpass in greatness. The Dharma's commandments make me mighty. Rending with strength, I rend the worlds asunder. When Dharma's lovers mounted and approached me as I sat alone upon the dear sky's summit, then spoke my spirit to the heart within me. My friends have cried to me with their children. All these your deeds must be declared at Soma feasts, wrought, Indra, bounteous Lord, for him who sheds the juice. When you did open, wealth heaped up by many, brought from far away to Sarabha, the Rishi's kin. Now run you forth your several ways. He is not here who kept you back. For has not Indra sunk his bolt deep down in Vritra's vital part? On rushing with the speed of thought, within the iron fort he pressed, the falcon went to heaven and brought the soma to the thunderer. Deep in the ocean lies the bolt, with waters compassed round about, and in continuous onward flow, the floods their tribute bring to it. When uttering words which no one comprehended, Vach, queen of gods, the gladdener, was seated. The heaven's four regions drew forth drink and vigor. Now whither has her noblest portion vanished? The deities generated Vach, the goddess, and animals of every figure speak her. May she, the gladdener, yielding food and vigor, the milk cow Vach, approach us meetly loaded. Step forth with wider stride, my comrade Vishnu. Make room, Dios, for the leaping of the lightning. Let us slay Vritra. Let us free the rivers. Let them flow loosed at the command of Indra. Hymn 90. Various. Yea, specially that mortal man has toiled for service of the gods, who quickly has brought near Mitra and Varuna to share his sacrificial gifts. Supreme in sovereign power, far-sighted chiefs and kings, most swift to hear from far away, both wondrously set them in motion as with arms, in company with Surya's beams. The rapid messenger who runs before you, Mitra Varuna, with iron head, swift to the draught, he whom no man may question, none may summon back, who stands not still for colloquy. From hostile clash with him, keep you us safe this day. Keep us in safety with your arms. To Aryaman and Mitra, sing a reverent song, O pious one, a pleasant hymn that shall protect to Varuna, sing forth a lord to the kings, the true, red treasure they have sent. One only son born of the three. They, the immortal ones never deceived, survey the families of mortal men. My songs are lifted up, and acts most splendid are to be performed. Come hither, you Nasatyas, with accordant mind, to meet and to enjoy my gifts. lords of great wealth, when we invoke your bounty which no demon checks, both of you, furthering our eastward offered praise, come, chiefs who Jamadagni lords. Come, Vayu, drawn by fair hymns to our sacrifice that reaches heaven. Poured on the middle of the straining cloth and cooked, this bright drink has been offered you. He comes by straightest paths as ministering priest to taste the sacrificial gifts. Then, lord of harnessed teams, I drink of the twofold draught, bright Soma mingled with the milk. Truly, Surya, you are great. Truly, Aditya, you are great. As you are great indeed, your greatness is admired. Yea, truly, you, God, are great. Yea, Surya, you are great in fame. You evermore, O God, are great. You, by your greatness, are the God's high priest, divine, far-spread, unconquerable light. She yonder, bending lowly down, clothed in red hues and rich in rays, is seen advancing, as it were, with various tints amid the ten surrounding arms. Past and gone are three mortal generations. The fourth and last into the sun has entered. He mid the worlds his lofty place has taken. Into green plants is gone the purifying. The Rudra's mother, daughter of the Vasus, center of nectar, the Aditya's sister. To folk who understand will I proclaim it. Injure not Aditi, the cow, the sinless. Weak-minded men have, as a cow, adopted me, who came here from the gods. A goddess, who, skilled in eloquence, her voice uplifts, who stands near at hand with all devotions. Hymn 91. Agni. Lord of the house, sage ever young, high power of life, O Agni, God, you give to your worshipper. So with our song that prays and serves, attentive Lord of spreading light, Agni, bring hither the gods. For, ever youthful one, with you, best furtherer as our ally, we overcome to win the spoil. As Aurva Brighu used, as Apnavana used, I call the pure Agni who clothes him with the sea. I call the sage who sounds like wind, the might that like Parjanya roars, Agni who clothes him with the sea. As Savitar's productive power, as him who sends down bliss, I call Agni who clothes him with the sea. Hither for powerful kinship, I call Agni him who prospers you, most frequent at our solemn rites, that through this famed one's power he may stand by us even as Tvashtar comes unto the forms that must be shaped. This Agni is the Lord Supreme above all glories mid the gods. May he come nigh to us with strength. Here praise you him, the most renowned of all the ministering priests, Agni, the chief at sacrifice. Piercing with purifying flame, enkindled in our homes, most high, swiftest to hear from far away. Sage, praise the mighty one, who wins the spoil of victory like a steed, and Mitra-like unites the folk. Still turning to their aim in you, the oblation-bearer's sister hymns have come to you before the wind. The waters find their place in him, for whom the threefold sacred grass is spread unbound, unlimited. The station of the bounteous God has, through his aid, which none impair, a pleasant aspect like the sun, blazing with splendour. Agni, God, through pious gifts of sacred oil, bring you the gods and worship them. The gods as mothers brought you forth, the immortal sage, O Angiras, the bearer of our gifts to heaven. Wise Agni, gods established you, the seer, noblest messenger, as bearer of our sacred gifts. No cow have I to call mine own, no axe at hand with which to work. Yet what is here, I bring to you. O Agni, whatsoever be the fuel that we lay for you, be pleased therewith, most youthful God. That which the white ant eats away, that over which the emmet crawls, may all of this be ghee to you. When he enkindles Agni, man should with his heart attend the song. I with the priests have kindled him. Hymn 92. Agni. That noblest furtherer has appeared, to whom men bring their holy works. Our songs of praise have risen aloft to Agni, who was born to give the Arya strength. Agni of Devadasa turned, as 'twere in majesty, to the gods. Onward he sped along the mother earth, and took his station in the height of heaven. Him before whom the people shrink when he performs his glorious deeds, him who wins thousands at the worship of the gods, himself, that Agni, serve with sons. The mortal man whom you would lead to opulence, O Vasu, he who brings you gifts, he, Agni, wins himself a hero singing lords, yea, one who feeds a thousand men. He with the steed wins spoil even in the fenced fort, and gains imperishable fame. In you, O Lord of wealth, continually we lay all precious offerings to the gods. To him who deals out all wealth, who is the cheerful priest of men, to him, like the first vessels filled with savory juice, to Agni go the songs of praise. Votaries, richly gifted, adorn him with their songs, even as the steed who draws the chariot. On both, strong lord of men, on child and grandson, pour the bounties which our nobles give. Sing forth to him the holy, most munificent, sublime with his refulgent glow, to Agni, you Upastutas. Worshipped with gifts, enkindled, splendid, Maghavan shall win himself heroic fame. And will not his most newly shown benevolence come to us with abundant strength? Priest, presser of the juice, praise now the dearest guest of all our friends, Agni, the driver of the chariots. Who, finder out of treasures open and concealed, brings them hither, Holy One, whose waves, as in a cataract, are hard to pass when he through song would win him strength? Let not the noble guest Agni be wroth with us. By many a man his praise is sung, good herald, skilled in sacrifice. O Vasu, Agni, let not them be harmed who come in any way with lords to you. Even the lowly, skilled in rites with offered gifts, seeks you for the envoy's task. Friend of the Maruts, Agni, come with Rudras to the Soma draft, to Sobhari's fair song of praise, and be you joyful in the light. Book Valakilya. Hymn 1. Indra. To you will I sing Indra's praise, who gives good gifts as well we know. The praise of Maghavan who, rich in treasure, aids his singers with wealth thousandfold. As with a hundred hosts he rushes boldly on, and for the offerer slays his foes. As from a mountain flow the water brooks, thus flow his gifts who feeds many a one. The drops effused, the gladdening draughts, O Indra, lover of the sun, as waters seek the lake where they are wont to rest, fill you for bounty, Thunderer. The matchless draught that strengthens and gives eloquence, the sweetest of the honey drink thou, that in your joy you may scatter your gifts over us plenteously, even as the dust. Come quickly to our praise, urged on by Soma pressers like a horse. Praise godlike Indra, which milk kine makes sweet for you. With Kanva's sons are gifts for you. With homage we have sought you as a hero, strong, preeminent, with unfailing wealth. O Thunderer, as a plenteous spring pours forth its stream, so Indra flow our songs to you. If now you are at sacrifice, or if you are upon the earth, come thence, high-thoughted, to our sacrifice, with the swift, come mighty with the mighty ones. The active, fleet-foot, tawny coursers that are yours are swift to victory, like the wind, wherewith you go round to visit Manu's seed, wherewith all heaven is visible. Indra, from you so great we crave prosperity in wealth of kine. As Maghavan, you favoured Medhyatithi, and, in the fight, Nipatithi. As Maghavan to Kanva, Trasadasyu, and to Pakta and Dasavraja. As Indra to Gosarya and Rijisvan, you vouchsafed wealth in kine and gold. Hymn 2. Indra. Shakra I praise to win his aid, far-famed, exceeding bountiful, who gives, as 'twere in thousands, precious wealth to him who sheds the juice and worships him. Arrows with 100 points, unconquerable, are this Indra's mighty arms in war. He streams on liberal worshippers like a hill which springs when juices poured have gladdened him. When the flowing soma drops have gladdened with their taste the friend, like water, gracious Lord, were my libations made, like milk kind to the worshipper. To him, the peerless, who is calling you to give you aid, forth flow the drops of pleasant honey, the soma drops which call on you, O gracious Lord, have brought you to our hymn of praise. He rushes hurrying like a steed to soma that adorns our rite, which hymns make sweet to you, lover of pleasant food, the call to paura you do love. Praise the song, grasping hero, winner of the spoil, ruling supreme over mighty wealth. Like a full spring, O thunderer, from your store have you poured on the worshipper evermore. Now, whether you be far away, or in the heavens, or on the earth, O Indra, mighty-thoughted, harnessing your bays, come lofty with the lofty ones. The bays who draw your chariot, steeds who injure none, surpass the wind's impetuous strength, with whom you silenced the enemy of man, with whom you go round the sky. O gracious hero, may we learn anew to know you as you are, as in decisive fight you helped Etasa or Vasa against Dasavraja, as Maghavan to Kanva at the sacred feast, to Dirghanitha, your home friend, as to Gosarya you, stone darter, gave wealth, give me a gold-bright stall of kine. Hymn 3. Indra. As with Manu Samvarani, Indra, you drank Soma juice, and Maghavan with Nipatithi, Medhyatithi, with Pushtigu and Shrushtigu. The son of Prishadvana was Praskanva's host, who lay decrepit and forlorn. Aided by you, the Rishi Dasyavevrika strove to obtain thousands of kine, call hither with your newest song Indra, who lacks not hymns of praise, him who observes and knows, inspirer of the sage, him who seems eager to enjoy. He to whom they sang the seven-headed hymn, three-parted in the loftiest place, he sent his thunder down on all these living things, and so displayed heroic might. We invocate that Indra who bestows precious things on us. Now do we know his newest favor. May we gain a stable that is full of kine. He whom you aid, gracious Lord, to give again, obtains great wealth to nourish him. We with our soma ready, lover of the song, call Indra Maghavan on you. Never are you fruitless. Indra, never do you desert the worshipper, but now, O Maghavan, your bounty as a god is poured forth ever more and more. He who has overtaken Krivi with his might and silenced Shushna with death bolts, when he supported yonder heaven and spread it out, then first the son of earth was born. Good lord of wealth is he to whom all Aryas, Dasas here belong. Directly to you the pious Rusama Paviru is that wealth brought nigh. In zealous haste the singers have sung forth a song distilling ghee and rich in sweets. Riches have spread among us, and heroic strength with us are flowing soma drops. Hymn 4. Indra. As Shakra, you with Manu called Vivasvan drank soma juice. As Indra, you did love the hymn by Trita's side, so do you delight with Ayu now. As you with Matarisvan, Medhya, Prishadra have cheered you, Indra, with pressed juice, drunk soma with Rijunas, Sumarasmi, by Dasonya's Dasipra's side. 'Tis he who made the praises his own and boldly drank the soma juice. He to whom Vishnu came striding his three wide steps as Mitra's statutes ordered it. In whose praise you did joy, Indra, at the great deed, O Shatakratu, mighty one, seeking renown, we call you as the milkers call the cow who yields abundant milk. He is our father who gives to us great, mighty, ruling as he wills, unsought may he the strong, rich, lord of ample wealth, give us of horses and of kine. He to whom you, good Lord, gives that he may give, increases wealth that nourishes. Eager for wealth, we call on Indra, Lord of wealth, on Shatakratu with our lords. Never are you neglectful, you guard both races with your care. The call on Indra, fourth Aditya, is your own, Amrit is established in the heavens. The offerer whom you, Indra, lover of the song, liberal Maghavan, favorest, as at the call of Kanva, so, O gracious Lord, hear you our songs and eulogy. Sung is the song of ancient time. To Indra have you said the prayer. They have sung many a brihati of sacrifice, poured forth the worshippers many thoughts. Indra has tossed together mighty stores of wealth, and both the worlds, yea, and the sun, pure, brightly shining, mingled with the milk, the draughts of Soma have made Indra glad. Hymn 5. Indra. As highest of the Maghavans, preeminent among the bulls, best breaker down of forts, kind winner, lord of wealth, we seek you, Indra Maghavan. You who subdued Ayu, Kutsa, Atithigva, waxing daily in your might, as such rousing your power, we invocate you now, you Shatakratu, lord of bays. The pressing stones shall pour for us the essence of the honey of all, drops that have been pressed out afar among the folk, and those that have been pressed near us. Repel all enmities and keep them far away. Let all win treasure for their own. Even among Sishtas are the stalks that make you glad, where you with Soma satiates you. Come, Indra, very near to us, with aids of firmly based resolve. Come, most auspicious, with your most auspicious help, good kinsmen, with good kinsmen come. Bless you with progeny, the chief of men, the lord of heroes, victor in the fray. Aid with your powers the men who sing you lords and keep their spirits ever pure and bright. May we be such in battle as are surest to obtain your grace. With holy offerings and invocations of the gods, we mean that we may win the spoil. Yours, Lord of Bays, am I. Prayer longs for the spoil. Still with your help I seek the fight. So at the raider's head, I, craving steeds and kine, unite myself with you alone. Hymn 6. Indra. Indra, the poets with their hymns extol this hero might of yours. They strengthened loud in song your power that drops ghee. With hymns the Pauras came to you. Through piety they came to Indra for his aid, they whose libations give you joy. As you with Krissa and Samvarta have rejoiced, so Indra be you glad with us. Agreeing in your spirit, all you deities come nigh to us. Vasus and Rudras shall come near to give us aid, and Maruts listen to our call. May Pushan, Vishnu, and Saraswati befriend, and the seven streams, this call of mine. May waters, wind, the mountains, and the forest lord, and earth give ear to my cry. Indra, with your own bounteous gift, most liberal of the mighty ones, be our boon benefactor, Vritra slayer, be our feast companion for our well-being. Leader of heroes, lord of battle, lead you us to combat, you most sapient one. High fame is theirs who win by invocations, feasts and entertainment of the gods. Our hopes rest on the faithful one. In Indra is the people's life. O Maghavan, come nigh that you may give us aid. Make plenteous food stream forth for us. You would we worship, Indra, with our songs of praise. O Shatakratu, be you ours. Pour down upon Praskanva bounty vast and firm, exuberant, that shall never fail. Hymn 7. Praskanva's Gift. Great, truly, is Indra's might. I have beheld, and here comes your bounty, Dasyavivrika. 100 oxen white of hue are shining like the stars in heaven, so tall they seem to prop the sky. Bamboos 100 dogs, 100 skins of beasts well tanned, 100 tufts of Balbaja, 400 red-hued mares are mine. Blessed by the gods, Kanvayanas, be you who spread through life on life, like horses have you stridden forth. Then men extolled the team of seven, not yet full grown, its fame is great. The dark mares rushed along the paths, so that no eye could follow them. Hymn 8. Prashkanvas Go. Your bounty, Dasyavevrika, exhaustless, has displayed itself. Its fullness is as broad as heaven. 10,000 Dasyavevrika, the son of Putakrata, has from his own wealth bestowed on me. 100 asses has he given, 100 head of fleecy sheep, 100 slaves, and wreaths besides. There also was a mare led forth, picked out for Putakrata's sake, not of the horses of the herd. Observant Agni has appeared, oblation bearer with his chariot. Agni with his resplendent flame has shone on high, as shines the sun, has shone like Surya in the heavens. Hymn 9. Ashwins. Endowed, O gods, with your primeval wisdom, come quickly with your chariot, O you holy. Come with your mighty powers, O you Nasatyas, come hither, drink you this the third libation. The truthful deities, the 33, saw you approach before the ever-truthful. Accepting this our worship and libation, O Ashwins bright with fire, drink you the Soma. Ashwins, that work of yours deserves our wonder, the bull of heaven and earth and air's mid-region, yea, and your 1,000 promises in battle, to all of these come near and drink beside us. Here is your portion laid for you. You holy, come to these songs of ours, O you Nasatyas, drink among us the Soma full of sweetness, and with your powers assist the man who worships. Hymn 10. Vishvadevas. He whom the priests in sundry ways arranging the sacrifice of one accord bring hither, who was appointed as a learned Brahmin, what is the sacrificer's knowledge of him? Kindled in many a spot, still one is Agni, Surya is one, though high over all he shines. Illumining this all, still one is Ushas, that which is one has into all developed. The chariot bright and radiant, treasure-laden, three-wheeled, with easy seat and lightly rolling, which she of wondrous wealth was born to harness, this chariot of yours I call. Drink what remains. Hymn 11. Indravaruna. In offerings poured to you, O Indravaruna, these shares of yours stream forth to glorify your state. You hasten to the libations at each sacrifice when you assist the worshipper who sheds the juice. The waters and the plants, O Indravaruna, had efficacious vigor and attained to might. You who have gone beyond the path of middle air, no godless man is worthy to be called your foe. True is your Krisa's word, Indra and Varuna. The seven holy voices pour a wave of honey. For their sake, lords of splendor, aid the pious man who, unbewildered, keeps you ever in his thoughts. Dropping ghee, sweet with Soma, pouring forth their stream, are the seven sisters in the seat of sacrifice. These dropping ghee are yours, O Indra Varuna. With these enrich with gifts and help the worshipper. To our great happiness have we ascribed to these two bright ones truthfulness, great strength, and majesty. O lords of splendor, aid us through the 7 as we pour holy ghee, O Indra Varuna. What you in time of old, Indra and Varuna, gave rishis revelation, thought and power of song, and places which the wise made, weaving sacrifice, these through my spirit's fervid glow have I beheld. O Indra Varuna, grant to the worshippers cheerfulness void of pride, and wealth to nourish them. Book 9. Hymn 1. Soma Pavamana. In sweetest and most gladdening stream flow pure, O Soma, on your way, pressed out for Indra for his drink. Fiend queller, friend of all men, he has with wood attained unto his place, his iron-fashioned home. Be you best Vritraslayer, best granter of bliss, most liberal, promote our wealthy prince's gifts. Flow onward with your juice to the banquet of the mighty gods, flow here for our strength and fame. O Indu, we draw nigh to you, with this one object day by day, to you alone our prayers are said. By means of this eternal fleece, may Surya's daughter purify thy soma that is foaming forth. 10 sister maids of slender form seize him within the press and hold him firmly on the final day. The virgins send him forth. They blow the skin musician-like, and fuse the triple foe-repelling honey. Inviolable milk-kind round about him blend for Indra's drink the fresh young soma with their milk. In the wild raptures of this draught, Indra slays all the Vritras. He, the hero, pours his wealth on us. Hymn 2. Soma Pavamana. Soma, flow on, inviting gods, speed to the purifying cloth, pass into Indra as a bull. As mighty food, speed hitherward, Indu, as a most splendid steer. Sit in your place as one with strength. The well-loved honey was made to flow, the stream of the creative juice, the sage drew waters for himself. The mighty waters, yea, the floods accompany you, mighty one, when you will clothe you with the milk. The lake is brightened in the floods. Soma, our friend, heaven's prop and stay, falls on the purifying cloth. The tawny bull has bellowed. Fair as mighty Mitra to behold, he shines together with the sun. Songs, Indu, active in their might, are beautified for you, by which you adorn for our delight. To you who gives ample room, we pray, to win the joyous draught, great are the praise due to you. Indu, as Indra's friend, on us pour with a stream of sweetness like Parjanya, sender of the rain. Winner of kine, Indu, are you, winner of heroes, steeds, and strength primeval soul of sacrifice. Hymn 3. Soma Pavamana. Here present this immortal god flies like a bird upon her wings to settle in the vats of wood. This god, made ready with the hymn, runs swiftly through the winding ways, inviolable as he flows. This god, while flowing, is adorned like a bay steed for war by men devout and skilled in holy songs. He, like a warrior going forth with heroes, as he flows along, strives to win all precious boons. This god, as he is flowing on, speeds like a chariot and gives his gifts. He lets his voice be heard of all. Praised by the sacred bards, this god dives into waters and bestows rich gifts upon the worshipper. Away he rushes with his stream across the regions into heaven and roars as he is flowing on. While flowing meat for sacrifice, he has gone up to heaven across the regions, irresistible. After the way of ancient time, this god, pressed out for deities, flows tawny to the straining cloth. This lord of many dharmas, even at his birth, engendering strength, effused, flows onward in a stream. Hymn 4. Soma Pavamana. O Soma, flowing on your way, win you and conquer high renown, and make us better than we are. Win you the light, win heavenly light, and, Soma, all felicities, and make us better than we are. Win skillful strength and mental power, O Soma, drive away our foes, and make us better than we are. You purifiers, purify Soma for Indra, for his drink, make you us better than we are. Give us our portion in the sun, through your own mental power and aids, and make us better than we are. Through your own mental power and aid, long may we look upon the sun, make you us better than we are. Well-weaponed Soma, pour to us a stream of riches doubly great, and make us better than we are. As one victorious, unsubdued in battle, pour forth wealth to us, and make us better than we are. By worship, Pavamana, men have strengthened you to prop the dharma, make you us better than we are. O Indu, bring us wealth in steeds, manifold, quickening all life, and make us better than we are. Hymn 5. Apris. Enkindled, Pavamana Lord sends forth his light on every side, in friendly show, the bellowing bull. He, Pavamana, self-produced, speeds onward, sharpening his horns. He glitters through the firmament. Brilliant like wealth, adorable, with splendor, Pavamana shines, mightily with the streams of honey. The tawny Pavamana, who strews from of old the grass with might, is worshipped, God amid the gods. The golden, the celestial doors are lifted with their frames on high by Pavamana glorified. With passion, Pavamana longs for the great lofty pair, well formed like beauteous maidens, night and dawn. Both gods who look on men I call celestial heralds, Indra's self is Pavamana, yea, the bull. This Pavamana's sacrifice shall the three beauteous goddesses, Saraswati and Bharati and Ila, mighty one, attend. I summon Trashtar here, our protector, champion, earliest born. Indu is Indra, tawny steer, Pavamana is Prajapati. O Pavamana, with the honey in streams anoint Vanaspati, the evergreen, the golden-hued, refulgent with a thousand boughs. Come to the consecrating rite of Pavamana, all you gods, Vayu, Surya, Brihaspati, Indra and Agni in accord. Hymn 6. Soma Pavamana. Soma, flow on with pleasant stream, a bull devoted to the gods, our friend to the woolen sieve. Pour hitherward as Indra's self, Indu, that gladdening stream of yours, and send us coursers full of strength. Flow to the filter hitherward, pouring that ancient gladdening juice, streaming forth power and high renown. Hither the sparkling drops have flowed, like waters down a steep descent they have reached Indra purified, whom, having passed the filter, 10 dames cleanse like a vigorous steed while he disports him in the wood. The steer-strong juice with milk pour forth for feast and service of the gods to him who bears away the draught. Effused, the god flows onward with his stream to Indra, to the god, so that his milk may strengthen him. Soul of the sacrifice, the juice effused flows quickly on. He keeps his ancient wisdom of a sage. So pouring forth as Indra's friend, strong drink, best gladdener for the feast, thou, even in secret, stores hymns. Hymn 7. Soma Pavamana. Forth on their way the glorious drops have flowed for maintenance of dharma, knowing this sacrifice's course. Down in the mighty waters sinks the stream of honey, most excellent, oblation best of all in worth. About the holy place the steer true, guileless, noblest has sent forth continuous voices in the wood. When clothed in manly strength, the sage flows in celestial wisdom round, the strong would win the light of heaven. When purified, he sits as king above the hosts, among his folk, what time the sages bring him nigh. Dear golden-colored in the fleece, he sinks and settles in the wood, the singer shows his zeal in hymns. He goes to Indra, Vayu, to the Ashwins, as his custom is, with gladdening juice which gives them joy. The streams of pleasant Soma flow to Bhaga, Mitra Varuna, well knowing through his mighty powers, heaven and earth, riches of honey to win us wealth, gain for us treasures and renown. Hymn 8. Soma Pavamana. Obeying Indra's dear desire, these Soma juices have flowed forth, increasing his heroic might. Laid in the bowl, pure flowing on to Vayu and the Ashwins, may these give us great heroic strength. Soma, as you are purified, incite to bounty Indra's heart to sit in place of sacrifice. The 10 swift fingers deck you forth, 7 ministers impel you on, the sages have rejoiced in you. When through the filter you are poured, we clothe you with a robe of milk to be a gladdening draught for gods. When purified within the jars, Soma, bright red and golden-hued, has clothed him with a robe of milk. Flow on to us and make us rich. Drive all our enemies away, O Indu, flow into your friend. Send down the rain from heaven, a stream of opulence from earth. Give us, O Soma, victory in war. May we obtain you, Indra's drink, who view men and find light, gain you and progeny and food. Hymn 9. Soma Pavamana. The sage of heaven whose heart is wise, when laid between both hands and pressed, sends us delightful powers of life. Onward to a glorious home, dear to the people void of guile, with excellent enjoyment flow. He, the bright sun, when born, illumined his parents who had sprung to life, great sun, great strengtheners of dharma. Urged by the 7 devotions, he has stirred the guileless rivers which have magnified the single eye. These helped to might the youthful one, high over all, invincible, even Indu, Indra, in your dharma. The immortal courser, good to draw, looks down upon the 7, the fount has satisfied the goddesses. Aid us in holy rites, O man, O Pavamana, drive away dark shades that must be met in fight. Make the paths ready for a hymn newer and newer evermore. Make the lights shine as erst they shone. Give Pavamana high renown. Give kine and steeds and hero sons. Win for us wisdom, win the light. Hymn 10. Soma Pavamana. Like chariots that thunder on their way, like coursers eager for renown, have Soma drops flowed forth for wealth. Forth have they rushed from holding hands, like chariots that are urged to speed, like joyful songs of singing men. The Somas deck themselves with milk, as kings are graced with eulogies, and with 7 priests the sacrifice. Pressed for the gladdening draught, the drops flow forth abundantly with song, the Soma juices in a stream. Winning Vivasvan's glory and producing morning's light, the suns pass through the openings of the cloth. The singing men of ancient time open the doors of sacred songs, men for the mighty to accept. Combined in close society sit the 7 priests, the brotherhood, filling the station of the one. He gives us kinship with the gods, and with the sun unites our eye, the sage's offspring has appeared. The sun with his dear eye beholds that quarter of the heavens which priests have placed within the sacred cell. Hymn 11. Soma Pavamana. Sing forth to Indu, O you men, to him who is purified, fain to pay worship to the gods. Together with your pleasant juice the Atharvans have commingled milk, divine, devoted to the god. Bring by your flowing well-being to kine, well-being to the people, well-being to steeds, weal, O you king, to growing plants. Sing a praise song to Soma, brown of hue of independent might, the red who reaches up to heaven. Purify Soma when effused with stones which bands move rapidly, and pour the sweet milk in the honey. With humble homage draw you nigh, blend the libation with the curds, to Indra offer Indu up. Soma, foe-queller, chief over men, doing the will of gods, pour forth prosperity on our kine. Heart-knower, sovereign of the heart, you are effused, O Soma, that Indra may drink you and rejoice. O Soma Pavamana, give us riches and heroic strength, Indu with Indra for ally. Hymn 12. Soma Pavamana. To Indra have the Soma drops exceeding rich and sweets been poured, shed in